Implementation of a landmark law in Afghanistan on the elimination of violence against women has been slow and uneven, according to a UN Human Rights report released this week. Entitled A Way to Go, it finds that although more reports of violence against women are being registered with the authorities, prosecutions and convictions remain low. The Law on the Elimination of Violence Against Women, known by the acronym EVA, was passed in 2009 and criminalizes harmful practices such as child marriage, forced marriage, rape, beating, and the giving away of a woman or girl to settle a dispute, which is known as BAD. The report observes that while police and prosecutors are mediating more cases registered under the law, many cases are still being resolved through informal dispute mechanisms which often fail to protect women and girls. Georgette Gagnon is Director of Human Rights at the UN Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, which launched the report alongside the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva.
The report is based on meetings and interviews with several hundred police, prosecutors, judges, government officials across the country. Also, UNAMA monitoring of almost 500 cases of violence against women in the country, and also statistical information obtained from judges, prosecutors, and courts in 18 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces.
The joint report finds that when compared with 2012 figures, registration of cases of violence against women increased by nearly 30% in most provinces. However, although Departments of Women's Affairs, or DOAs, and authorities in 16 provinces estimate nearly 1,700 incidents were registered, only 109 cases went through a judicial process using the law. Mary Akrami is with the Afghan Women's Skills Development Center.
The challenges are still there because everyone has emphasized to work and to support the judiciary system, but no one was focused to have a friendly system to support women and to respect women. That is the main challenge.
The report urges the Afghan government to implement a 2012 directive by the Attorney General ensuring women are not prosecuted for running away from home, often to escape violence. It also calls for a new review of all cases of women imprisoned for running away and that those wrongly jailed be released without delay. Furthermore, police, prosecutors, and courts in the country need increased resources and support, both technical and political, to handle the rise in reporting and registration of cases of violence against women. Once again, Georgette Gagnon of the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, UNAMA.
Most incidents of violence against women still remain largely underreported. Although there has been increases in reporting and registration, still this is a small number in the context of the thousands of incidents of violence against women that come to the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, the DOAs, and other organizations.
Like the entire United Nations system, the UN mission in Afghanistan is marking 16 days of action against violence against women, which wraps up this Tuesday, the 10th of December, Human Rights Day. Deanne Penn, United Nations.